Greetings, everyone. Tommy Hawksblood here, calling from the Big Island of Hawaii. Hope everything's okay where you are. I hope the sound's okay. Just going to get a quick question. Can you hear me okay? All right, just checking out the sound, make sure everything's okay. All right, we've got a lot going on worldwide, but I'm living in Hawaii, and I just want to inform people a little bit about what's going on here, because this is where I live, this is where I can see and prove things to myself. If you want to call in, the number is right there, up on the top. If you feel like you can ask a question, want to talk about something, please. The number is 347-945-7207. 347-945-7207. All right. So, with that, I want to talk about this beautiful ball of land in the middle of the ocean called Hawaii. Now, just people out there that, when they say they're going to Hawaii, there's a lot of different islands you can go to when you come here. I'm living on a big one. I did live on Maui for about 6 years, which is a small island. They're a lot different. The islands are so much different than each other. I mean, when you go from state to state, it's different, but when you go from island to island, it's quite different. What's going on, what people deal with, how people are. So, it's going to be a wild, crazy day. I don't know how long I'm going to do the show today. Topic's crazy. I just felt I wanted to go through some things here. But if you watch the news, you will see outrageous things every day. It's not like one day is better than the next. It's worse than the next. It's crazier than the next. What's happening to animals? What's happening to people? What's happening to the land? So, which one do we want to start with? Well, like I said, I'm in Hawaii, so I feel I should start here in Hawaii. If you come to Hawaii, to the Big Island, which is the biggest island out of all the islands, the volcano is going off here. And they made a statement today that they said it might go off forever, might go off for 10 years, might go off for 5 years. They have no clue how long it's going to go off or keep going off. It took over about 12 miles of land, destroyed over 700 houses, made a lot of homeless people. And on top of all that, it's producing a toxic gas in the air. We have a small volcano that was always going off on the ocean, which has been, and it produces a VOG. They call it VOG, VOG. It's kind of like sulfur, sulfuric acid together. Toxic if you inhale it. I mean, it's not the level where it'll kill you instantly because you're breathing it, but I'm sure it does affect your body in a period of time. Here in Hawaii, and it's not like I'm making it up, they said it many times on TV over the past couple months, any Hawaiian person living in Hawaii, 8 out of 10 will come down with lung problem, respiratory problem, before they die. So they're straight out telling people how dangerous it is and the effects on the body. Not going to live to 100 and not get a lung problem here in Hawaii. So that's just one of the smaller aspects. I know in Maui, where I lived, the other island, which is a smaller island, which is not too far away, they used to burn the sugarcane after they farmed it, and they would produce this black ash that would rain in the middle of the day. You see this black ash pouring down. So they kind of close it down. They're planning on, who knows what they plan on doing. They did say they wanted to open up marijuana fields there. But then their excuse was they can't get any real farmers. So, you're interested in that? Check into it. So we keep moving forward. At least that's what people say we are, moving forward, becoming more spiritual, becoming more technical, more this, that, and the other thing. If you believe it, that's your choice. You can believe whatever you want. But I'm telling you, here in Hawaii, on the Big Island, the fog is pretty toxic. I mean, some days, I like yesterday I went out, it was like the air was dead. Seriously. Try to inhale, it's like you're inhaling nothing. And it was really hard to inhale. With the fumes and the clouds that it produces on a daily basis, 24 hours, day and night, it's heating up the air. I don't care what anybody says, it's heating up the water. They don't talk about those things much at all. But where I live, if I go out after 7 o'clock at night, I look to the back of my house, the whole sky is lit up bright red from the flame and the heat coming from the volcano. During the day, you'll see these black clouds coming up and going through the sky. Now, the thing that happens with that is the wind here, when we get different currents of wind, it brings it different places. All right? Meaning it can go to the other islands. And it pulls it right across the ocean to the other islands as well. So here, depending if the wind's blowing north, south, east, or east or west, is how it affects us. So usually where I live right now, the wind keeps us pretty much protected as long as there's some kind of wind going on. I'm about 12 miles from the actual volcano, so that's not really that far. I mean, if the wind was blowing this way, we would have it all the time, and it would be dangerous to live here. And I think we would have to move. But some people don't care, don't realize it, don't understand it. That's their choice. But for me, when we go outside to work in the yard, you can smell it, and if it smells like sulfur, you're too close to the volcano, then it is dangerous. But the average temperature today, and it's been regular, is about 80 degrees here, and maybe 84, 85. So it's warm. It's always warm here. I mean, the coldest I get since I've been here in about 18 years was about 64 degrees one night. That was cold. Your body's used to 80 and 100. Not the 100 was ever here. I grew up in Jersey, and the temperatures used to reach 100 there. But now, with the charts that I saw up in yesterday, are incredible. They're talking about 120 in the southern part of the United States. For this time of the year, that's kind of strange. Now, the idea of global warming. Well, we have global warming going on, whether anybody wants to admit it or not. And you know, when I talk, I always say, prove it to yourself. Pull up the information. You travel somewhere, take a thermostat with a thermometer with you, or something that you can tell the temperature. Well, look for one. See what it is there. So people can't say, well, it's not cold, it's not hot, it's not this, it's not that. Prove it to yourself. Now, when I talk about chemtrails, I've been involved with that for probably 15 years already. You need to understand what they are, what they do, and how they actually affect the body. Because it is dangerous, and nobody talks about that. You'd rather fill your mind with UFOs and aliens and spacemen and demons, everything else, but not what they're doing to your breathing, to your life, to your existence on planet Earth. Well, the chemicals that are in chemtrails are metals. Most of them are metals. Metals, when you inhale them, go into your body, and they go to the brain. And the effects that they do cause in time is dementia, Parkinson's, things like that. So now when you see these children in California coming down with it, which the number has escalated rapidly, where something they shouldn't get, they're getting. What's crazy about all this, go online, stay online for, and you get these texts, and, oh, this food's toxic, don't eat this food. Oh, this will cure anything you got. This will do that, this will do that. Are any of them even close to the truth or telling us what's really going on? I doubt it. The newest thing, they're taking some wording out of the Bible, which basically during the time of birth of Jesus and what the three wise men brought to him, saying those things were what can cure your body, heal your body, and make you live for a really long time. Well, that's not what Jesus was even teaching, but that's what people are trying to make it sound. Christians themselves are saying that and creating these concoctions and everything else. Do you want to live forever? Highlander was a great movie. It was my favorite. But the theme song was, I guess Queen did it. Do you want to live forever? Who wants to live forever? Because he was immortal. So, is that what you want to become on planet Earth? Will you want to stay here for infinity and watch the destruction man does? Feel free. You can do it. Not in the same body, though. Sorry to tell you that. You're going to have to take another body in your next life and start all over. But the idea, if you're really at this, but try to keep the memory so that you can start with that awareness that you had when you left. If it's coming back here to do whatever you think you're going to do again and have fun doing it, that's your choice. People think they can do anything they want, though, which is another problem. When we think about, well, I can come back and be this, or I come back and do that, or I'll be here. If you're coming back, you're paying off karma. You're not coming back because it's a great thing to come back. Jesus spoke about the higher worlds, the inner worlds, whatever we want to call them. Not planet Earth. But if you insist that here is heaven and believe it to be, or programmed to accept that, fine, stay here. Enjoy it while you can. And that could be forever. But if that's what you want, think of it as a great gift from God, if that's what you believe, and that's your choice to come back over and over and be here and do the same things over and over and watch what? Become what? And do what? Technology, which is the craziest thing right now, is way beyond anything you could even think of if you sat there trying to think about new things. So, you have the choice to do whatever you want, here, now, or not. You can go create a job, you can create a business, you can do all those things if that's what makes you happy, if that gives you fulfillment in life. Oh, I got a great job, I got 10 kids, and I got a beautiful house and a car. Well, when it gets close to your dying, how do you feel about all those things? You're going to miss them all? You think you are, and you will take that with you when you leave. So, and that's not a good thing. I'm not going to go into the teachings of Jesus today, which I'd like to, but I got so many things that I want to get into as fast as I can, get through it. People want to hear things that make them happy. TJ wants me to be involved with that as well. Got to make people happy. I said, I can't lie to people like everybody else out there. Can't tell them we're moving forward in any good way. That aliens are going to come in here and help us. Angels are helping everybody. All those things. We hear it over and over and over and over. And many people believe it. You know, the first signs of proof, when people say, I always say, prove it. The first signs of proof to me is look at the world. Look at the population of the planet. Look at the amount of homeless people, starving people, abused people. Look at the amount of crime. Look at the amount of people drinking. Look at the amount of people committing suicide. Look at the numbers. The numbers don't lie. You could play with them a little here and there, but put on the news, TV, or the radio. What do you see? What do you hear? How many people are shot today? Where's the shooting today? Where's the bombing today? Where's this today? It's not like once a year, once in a while. It's all the time. If people don't think something's wrong with that, or that it's a crazy situation right now, I don't know where their mind is, what their attention really is on. Because obviously, you're avoiding the issues, sitting in dreamland, hoping and praying for things to manifest in this world. You can manifest a better job, go to work and get more money, get a bigger house. But, you know, I use the word dream, and people say you gotta fulfill your dreams. Well, I think that's a little bit crazy. What do most people dream about? Do you remember your last dream you just had? Think about it. What was it? Do you remember it in detail? Hopefully, maybe. What was the significance of it? What did it help you? What did you get out of that? Anything? Tell me. Do you think you got something from that? Now, do dreams help you? Do they help you see who you are really? Well, there is a way that they can, but it's not usually taught in school, church, or any normal place. Not too many people out there in the real world are teaching the techniques how to go about that. And then you get an experience that you know is real. Then what do? Do you follow through? You're supposed to be doing something, and your dreams keep telling you over and over, this is what you got to do. Are you going to do it? Whether it sounds complicated, hard, or just doesn't seem right, are you going to go through with it? Do you listen? No. Do people listen to what they're told ever? I mean, it starts in children. Tell a child not to play with matches. Tell a child not to do this. Tell a child not to do that. And what do you think the first thing they can do or try to do when they can is that? So now with the killing thing, I don't think they're telling people not to kill people. I mean, it's already brainwashing that we shouldn't be killing people. But everything they put out there, I mean, how many TV shows can you watch without somebody getting shot up? How many movies can you go to see without people getting shot up? I mean, how many games can you play without shooting at things and getting shot at? So the programming is in everything. But what we move into that part of it is sex. So we got shoot 'em up and then have sex, shoot 'em up and have sex. In all the movies, I mean, look at every James Bond movie. And that was like one of the first big movies coming out, James Bond, Goldfinger, and stuff like that. And then Mission Impossible, way back when we were little. So, but it's shooting up people, blowing up things. People get satisfied by watching that. Just as in the old days, I'm talking about gladiator days, when they used to put them in this ring and had all kinds of horrible tortures in between the fighting. And the TV doesn't even get half as involved as they really did. How real they were with moats and alligators and all those kind of things. I mean, they were elaborate. And why? Because they were entertaining the world. People of a country. If that's your satisfaction, which boxing, wrestling, still number one out there as well. I mean, football, it's violent. And what is it about? A little pigskin ball going back and forth. And all the money spent on that. And what is accomplished at the end of the game? Nothing. What's accomplished at the end of the year? Nothing, except these people walk home to their nice house, drive in a nice car to their house, and it's a multi-million-dollar house. So what do these people do? Take money from children and poor families? I mean, rich people go to games, but so do poor people. They want it, their child wants to see a football or baseball team. Oh, I got to take them. Yeah, how much are the tickets nowadays? I'm talking many years ago when I bought a car. They gave me a season of tickets to the Jets. I never followed any sport. And I sold it when I worked at the phone company, and I sold it to somebody there. Everybody wanted to buy them. So I said, the high school gets it. But imagine you have four children, and you got to take them to the game. It's crazy. I mean, you go to the movies now, it's $10 a child. Well, $10 for any adult, or at least 15. Here in Hawaii, but it goes down to $8. Oh, you got to go during matinee, meaning you have to take them at lunchtime when everybody's supposed to be eating. So it's a programming. Everything's programmed to create a system inside yourself to make you think and function a certain way, act a certain way. Then you go home and you give your kids these games to play. Do you play any games? Do you try? Did you ever see any games out there you wanted to play? Pick one up. Grand Theft Auto 5, whatever they're up to now. Play it. Be sis. Be a real person. See what's really going on. And see what's being programmed into children. I'm telling you, it's nothing good. By that, playing these games for hours, what to do? Program a child how to use his fingers and his mind for weird patterns and things. If you take the energy level of what a game does to a child and program him and condition him to be what? A pilot? To fly a jet? To fly a rocket? I mean, all of it is conditioning for a reason. Nothing's done without a reason. We might not know the reason or understand the reason, but there's a reason behind it. Now, what I think is one of the craziest things I hear is somebody goes out and does a shooting. Well, we got to find out what made him shoot that person or why they did it. Why they did it. The top psychiatrists will go, well, we want to analyze them. And do you think you're going to get the answer that you want to hear? I mean, it's a simple answer. It's real simple. It doesn't take a genius, a college graduate, to figure out why these children are doing what they're doing. Go into their home. If you can watch their childhood on a video on a screen and all the problems that went down in that and what happened to the child during that time frame, you get a glimpse of why a child is the way they are. Between parents and drinking and drugs and all that within the family, abuse. You don't think that's enough to create a horrible creature? I mean, I'm sad to say that's what my son can turn into if I did that to him. Sure it is. And I know multiple people directly. Because of that, they became that. I mean, now they have shows on TV, Married to a Prisoner, Getting Married in Prison. I mean, do we really need to see that stuff? Watch what they do and how they create a life and how they wait for them to come out. And how about living life in the moment and doing the best we can, helping and being supportive to life, rather than not caring about anything outside of our sexual pleasure, our satisfaction, our benefit. I do my show. I know not many people tune in because I'm too real, too honest, and I talk about the truth. People want to hear stories that kind of interact with a false truth and give them some kind of foundation. Well, I will say this. I only put out there what I know is happening right now, how it's affecting us, and what we're going to do about it. I can only give you ideas. It's up to you to follow through with finding out if it's real, if it's true, what I'm talking about, it's even something that's really going on. But if you do, you will notice that when you go out into the world, it's not what you perceive it to be. Well, here in Hawaii, When I go out the door, go into town, I see the people, the way people live here, the way people are. Why am I living here? Well, where do I go from? I went from Jersey to Washington to Oregon. I was out in South Dakota to here. And where would I want to go next? Sure, not to the moon, not to Mars, not to Venus. What would I want to do there? All these people that want to go and are ready and all that. Oh, I'll go on a ship. Yeah, I'll go on a ship. And what do you think happens when you get on a ship? You think you're going to feel okay? And you're going to get somewhere? And what do you think you're going to eat? You're bringing your storage bag of food with you that's going to hold you over for the rest of your life? I doubt it. What do you think different races eat? Sure, they eat some of the things we do, but a lot of the things we don't, like other people. Do you think aliens do drugs? Do you think aliens drink? Well, think about it. The whole human race on this planet, what percentage drinks and smokes? A big percentage. Not that I do, but everybody else I know does. So what do you think an alien does for kicks? We say good and bad aliens, all right, like good and bad people. What do good people do? What do bad people do? What do people do for entertainment? Now that's the most abstract craziness you can go through. Doing something that'll almost kill you. Having super crazy bizarre sex. I mean, where do you go? What do you create from that? Think about it. How come you don't hear people get into scenarios? They just hear one thing or UFO. Still trying to prove UFOs are flying over us. If you can't see one or find one now, you might not ever. You're just too lazy to go outside and watch the sky for a couple hours. I'm putting a book out. I don't know how I'm going to sell it or whatever, but how to see a UFO if you're really interested. But then again, do you want to meet an alien? Take all the abductee stories, put them together. All the experiences stories and put them together. What did it do for the human race? I'll tell you from direct experiences that I had with people that I know personally that lost their children through abduction and things like that. It's not pleasant. It's like, I mean, some people make it sound good. Well, they're going to create a whole city for me and then I'll be able to go to that city. Really? No, you're not. Are they going to be like you? Of course not. If you think anybody on this planet's that important, create a king or a leader for another alien race, think again. Why would they want to clone you? What about you would be worth cloning? That's all you hear now. Well, they're a walking, they're a half, they're this, they're a hybrid. Really? And they're human now? And they look human, they act human, so they're hybrids? Prove they're hybrid. You know, the stories are coming out right and left. Books are coming out about these people that are hybrids and this, that. And read the stories. People are meeting with them. How much of everything we hear is a program, just like the Matrix? How much of it is it real? I'm not saying aliens aren't real, because they are. But all the things happening with them and around them and what they're supposed to be doing with us and us with them and all that. How much of that is real? And if it's real, really important to who? To keeping the alien race from blowing up the planet? Taking over the planet? I would say that would be one of the major concerns if I was aware and had a brain. Why the government built all these underground cities and why they're spending $5 trillion a year on weapons and stuff. It all makes sense if you have a brain to piece it together. Sorry, most people aren't willing to use their brain to think any further than what they're programmed to watch TV, go to work, come home, and party. Whatever. Can't wait till the weekend to go out Friday night. Family life's deteriorated to the max. And how many families go out and do things together on a daily basis? Rich people can, more so than middle class or poor people. And then they get lost in their space and they don't even care about anything else. I had 2 millionaire girlfriends. I lived in a millionaire's house, billionaire's house as well. And what they do and how they live would blow you away. Not in a good way. Because when you go in these people's houses, you got to live by their rules. Which I did. I'm trying to get used to people's attitudes when you have money and what you can buy, what you have to do, and things like that. Morals don't exist. Sadly to say. But when we get into this whole thing about what you do with your life, what are you doing? I said last show that I did was opening your eyes for the first time. Well, this is kind of like following that through. When you open your eyes and you see what's going on, what do you do? Turn your head, stick your fingers in your ears, close your eyes. Whatever makes you feel good, I guess. And what makes you feel good? So the level that we give to the body, the experience that the body feels and goes through, is basically what we give to everything we do in our life. Weightlifters have to get satisfaction out of the pain to get to where they are. So go to a sex club, we'll go there. It's the abuse and pain with sex mixed together, which stems from abuse. Now, going to people that have no feelings outside of watching TV and playing games, where is their tension? Where's their emotional body? The excitement from killing an imaginary computer creature or destroying a village on a computer? Is that like the subconscious mind of reacting what you did in other lifetimes? Realize, for a very, very long time, the human race has been mass killers. Fighters. With every kind of weapon under the sun that you can think of until what we have now, the weapons are so horrible and dangerous. The government doesn't even talk about it. And they won't. Chemical warfare is beyond the concept of reality of what we perceive it to be. I can go on about a weapon that I know existed when I was, 18 years old, 17 years old. Guns that you could shoot people and knock them down on the ground and keep them unconscious for 24 hours. Isn't that a little better than killing them? But see, war is not about saving people. Saving your people, but killing everybody else on the other side. Or taking out as many people as you can. You know, I always say, let the two presidents and two leaders fight it out. And just make sure you got a strong leader. Just like they did in the old days. I mean, the king and his power, the queen. I mean, when you create an army, who's in charge of the army? How strong are they? They're the ones that should be fighting. Not the children. It's like raising a family and having them go out and beat up and create the wars for you. It's not fair. It's not right. It's super crazy. So back to Hawaii. Here in Hawaii, most people, when you go to town, here's the funny thing. The health food store is probably the biggest place for people to meet people. Because everybody's claiming to be a health nut. Or it's a place where to get food that's already cooked. And a lot of these people live off the grid, meaning they don't have running water. Right, means they don't take a shower much. They have, if they have water, it's a catchment tank, which means a swimming pool in their backyard, which pumps into their house, and that's where they get their water from. So it's not really clean. Sure, rich people put big purifying systems on that water to run it through their house, but most people can't afford that either. So they live in these houses with no windows. Sometimes they have screens. It's kind of living in backwards time frames to me. Off the grid means you're off of power and you live with nature. What about bathrooms? Do you imagine if you don't have a flushing toilet that flushes the stuff somewhere? Where do you think things go? In the ground? In a container? For how long? And how long does it stay there? All those kind of questions. Most people don't care. As long as they can buy a house and put a septic tank in the ground or whatever to keep their sewage somewhere, it's living backwards. Now, what do they wear? What do they do to make money? Most of these people don't have much money. They live on certain funds. I don't know how much work they do. A lot of places here have people work on a farm 20 hours a week and they get free rent. To do the farming for the farm for 20 hours and they'll give them free rent. But they still need money for clothes and food. Now, getting to clothes. Buying clothes in Hawaii is really pitiful. It's not like New York City. You can't get what you want here. You're forced to accept a style. And if you buy clothes online or something from another part of the world or the United States, it's different. But if you buy clothes in any store, Walmart, Sears, and all those kind of stores, you're stuck to a limited style, which is pretty sad in most cases. From socks to underwear to shirts, T-shirts, shorts, and things like that, bathing suits, all that's limited to a programmed value of what's accepted or what's not accepted. Now, they have nude beaches here. It's not broadcasted or bragged about because drugs usually go around on them as well. But on the other hand, what do people wear when they go to the cell food store? As little as they can. The average person that'll walk in a health food store has this piece of material called the dress. Maybe once in a while they have a bra on or underwear. Guys have their pants hanging down so their butt's out. I mean, I was in the health food store, and this is no lie. And guess what was hanging out of his pants as well? So, yeah, I don't want to get into it, but that's how bad it is. So, compounding in these people, the shower they take is if they go surfing and they're in the water, and there's a cold shower, usually by some of the surfing places or beaches, where you at least take a shower. But when they go home, there's no shower. They got a barrel of water, a couple jugs of water. So they eat out. So the cell food place is where everybody meets and hangs out. But it's kind of like going into the jungle. Imagine being with somebody that just walked through the jungle for 2 days and you're in the store with them. I find it disgusting. And then the idea of hair. Hair doesn't bother me on people, especially women either. But most men get offended by it or hate it or can't stand it. The only time I thought it was kind of weird, I was at in Colorado, down the, they have this water slide, which is cut in, it's really the rocks, where the water goes down the rocks, and it goes pretty far, and you go on it like a waterfalls slide. And this woman, I don't know what country she was from, but she had her hair underneath her armpit braided, which was weird, I thought. I think that was the only thing that ever weirded me out about hair in general. But here, it's more accepted for girls to have long hair, different places and stuff like that. And again, this is like living in an age where proper body, dealing with the body in a proper way is not considered because it can't be done. Not for the price that they have as far as money, not the way they live either. So, the cars, you either got a new car or you got a super bomb. And you'll see people fixing the cars all day long if they have that kind of a yard where they'll be trying to fix their car. So we're living in, I call it almost caveman days, considering where we are technically right now. So when people say, come to Hawaii, it's beautiful. Well, you don't go down the side streets. Don't look at the way they live in the side streets. You stay in a hotel, which is obviously a programmed idea of what beauty and happiness and pleasure is. You don't see the real life. You do what they tell you to do. Go down hang gliding or down the, bungee. Sailing and hang gliding and all those kind of things. But you don't see the real world of Hawaii. Drive down side roads and go to the beaches in these side areas. I just went downtown. I had to go pick up liquid nitrogen. And there's only like one place in this whole side of the island I can get it. And it's like $90 for a canister of it. And it only lasts for like 5 days before it completely evaporates. But I went downtown. They said, come back in an hour, we'll fill the tank. So I went down to the beach, was right near it. And I saw thousands of tents set up where these people live. I mean, there's some areas where they let them live. Many areas where they don't. I mean, some people try to make homes in the middle of town and places like that. They won't let them. But some beaches, they won't let them either. I mean, you can rent $15, say, on a beach for one night and all those things. But usually you got to pay for that kind of a thing. Some areas, like I said, they're letting these people. I don't even know what the rules are there. But right next to each other, one right next to each other. I mean, it's bad enough living in a house next to another house, but living in a tent next to another person in a tent. It's sad. It's really sad. You talk about being in some weird country. If I closed your eyes, spun you around, and let you walk down a street somewhere and say, okay, where are you? I bet you would never know. By looking at the people, the way they're living, you would say, well, I don't know. Where am I? So the concept of what Hawaii is and to what it really is limited. Because now we got a volcano, which is causing serious problems to the island. If you want to be healthy, this is probably not the best place to go. Sure. I mean, I was going to do a book on this. And I said if I put a book out there, they'd probably come and shoot me the next day. You can't tell people that. Nobody will come to Hawaii. Well, maybe they shouldn't. You got a young kid, and young child, and families, or whatever. Do you want to bring them up in a toxic environment? Let's get into some really hardcore things. I'm sure you're really interested. We got the rat lung disease, which is when a rat poops, a snail eats it, and they have this disease that can kill you. If they crawl across your spinach, your kale, and you didn't wash it, and you don't treat it right away, which is exactly right away, you could die. The person I moved to Hawaii to live with, that family, she got it, contracted it from kale, and she put it in a spinner and spun it around in water and all that. But she came down with it. She almost died. She was sick for 6 months. They thought she was going to die. It's not a pleasant disease, and it's a cycle. Because it just goes around back and forth from rat to snail, back to rat, back to snail. That's just one little thing. You have to wash everything you eat. I mean, even if you go to a restaurant, you have to make sure to tell yourself, I'm sure they washed it really good. Then we got a skin-eating virus, which I didn't hear much about the past year or so. Starts in a little cut and eats away your arm or leg real fast. You can die in a short period of time if you don't get it treated. So yeah, that's one other little thing that goes on here. But you know, I walk, my house to the beach is probably about a mile. It takes me about 15-20 minutes to walk it every day. I usually do it twice a day. The beach is it's all cliffs, so it's not like ocean front where you can just walk in the sand and sit there. I mean, this morning I went down for the first time, a wave came over the rocks, which is about like 15 feet high, and just wailed me right in the face and in my body. I mean, the wave like hit me on the side of my head. I mean, I came home, I still had water in my ear. Luckily, my dog was like 10 feet away, and he backed up. The second he saw water, he just ran backwards. But I got snagged by it. It's interesting because a lot of people fish in there. But I will say this. Fishing has gone down incredibly. Have you realized the lava is flowing into the water? They say it's not doing much, but it's heating up the water. How could it not? I mean, take hot water and pour it on cold water. Watch what happens. The steam is toxic. It becomes a liquid, and it becomes a crystal. And it's like fiberglass. Dangerous to inhale. They warn people about being close to it, but I was in town. I talked about this the other two shows ago, but I was in town, and I looked down on the ground, and the whole ground was sparkling. And I got on my knees and looked sideways, and it was all crystals, string crystals on the ground that came from the volcano. But you inhale that. If it got on the ground, it was in the air coming down to get on the ground. So these little things, and they're not going to be able to prove anything for years about that. Never mind what it does to home property. It's the hottest temperature lava they ever could measure. So I would assume that it's deeper inside the core of the planet than the average volcano going off is. Now we'll go into what the government likes to talk about. Geothermal. No, they don't like to talk about, just kidding. The geothermal plant was completely covered with lava, except one fracking place called Fisher 8. That's the place where the lava is coming out all the time now. But 4 years ago, I don't know the exact year, I got to try to find it out, but when they were fracking, they had 13 fracturing places here in Hawaii. We got windmills, but we have to fracture too. But they were fracturing. And they realized with their technology, they could go down as far as they wanted to go. I mean, Russia went 7 miles inside the earth. They won't admit how far down they went into the core of the mountain. Hawaii, the Hawaiian island, is the highest mountain on the planet, just that most of it's underwater. So if they went down into the core of that, which obviously they were trying to do in this experiment, rerouting lava tubes and all those kind of things, they had a touch going into it. There's three scientists out there, two in California, one was here, talking about what it does, what it did, and how it's going to affect us. How real that is? Well, I look at it this way. Fissure rate is fracture rate. Funny. They said they couldn't cap when they had to cap all these geothermal plants before the lava started. Or they knew they had problems. How did they cap it? The last one, they said they had to put dirt over it and hopefully that they couldn't really cap it. Which they didn't. So, now they released today that they don't know how long it's going to last. It could last forever. As long as the core of Earth stops moving, inside the Earth's going crazy. Whether there's an alien race in the center or not, it's another story. I haven't been there, so I'm not going to talk about it. But there are people that say there are, say they were there, and all that kind of stuff. The Sarah Harriman claimed to go inside. Oh, maybe I said the wrong name. Sorry about that. No, not the Sarah Harriman. He's talking about he has the Ark of the Covenant. Great story. Melchizedek says he's working with the crystal people from inside the earth and things like that. He was going to bring them out to introduce them to the world. Never happened. 2 years ago, he claimed he would bring them all out. Said he brought 100 people inside there and stuff like that. Look at these stories. And then why do they disappear? Why aren't we hearing them? And it's not because of the government. The government likes to hear stupid things out there because then it just screws the people's minds up even more and they can do more to them that they won't even notice. People talking the truth disappear right away. I mean, from the face of the planet. They don't go on to talk somewhere else in another convention and conference. Stephen Greer, I'll get into him later, but I'll just mention him again now. Stephen Greer put a new video out. I guess he's in another country. He's dealing with crazy, crazy stuff, interdimensional travelers coming into this vortex and they're filming it with laser and all this stuff. So what? Is it helping us in any level? Is it going to? He came out 2 years ago with this little alien body, which was like 2 inches long. It looked like a pencil. And he made the biggest thing about it. They found it in the desert, this little alien, 2 inches long. They said they did DNA testing, and it was human DNA, but it looked like a little skeleton. But they called it an alien. Now this other guy said, well, we have 100 of them. 100 little skeleton aliens? What are they doing to the planet? Where did they come from? What good is it? So what? Again, what you see for yourself is much more important than what people tell you. You want to experience the truth, you have to find it and work at having it or creating it within yourself, which isn't easy. Oh, it's not. No, it's not. But you have to do it. All right. Coming close to the end of the 1 hour. I don't know how long I'm going to do the show today, but a few more things I want to get into. Back to Hawaii. So if I mentioned a few things already. About the programming that goes on here, the way people dress, the way people don't dress. To me, you know, some things can be sexy, but along with that, to me, there's another word, cleanliness, clean. Those kind of words are pretty important. I mean, you take the sexiest person and roll them out around in mud, I don't see that being sexy. I mean, if you're into mud wrestling or something, maybe, but outside of that, entertaining, maybe. So I feel I get entertained when I go to town by what I'm going to see, what people are doing, how they dress. The music here is bad. People think they can play and they can't. It's sad. It's just sad in a lot of different ways. How many really good bands and groups come to Hawaii? Not that many. And I mean, sure, that's the only thing. If they do, I think everybody in the island tries to get to go there if they have money to get there. But we're at a place in the time frame where we want to wait for aliens to come down and work with them. Now, I've been involved with aliens all my life. Here in Hawaii, when I first came, which was about 18 years ago, I met a friend, and we talked, and he was a Rastafarian, and he was a religious person, and we talked, and he said, well, come over to my house, I'll show you some cool stuff. I went over his house, and he showed me videos he shot of ships going inside the volcano, 18 years ago. They were fuzzy, they weren't like crystal clear or nothing like that, and I know he didn't make them. Why? To show me them? He never put them online or did anything with them. He wanted me to do something with them. I said, what? They're not quality enough to do anything with. But over the past couple months, I was given a couple stories from a couple people I know, a couple radio show hosts and stuff, and they said, hey, check this video out. Check this person out. What they claim? I mean, claiming you did 3,000 operations on aliens? Great story. What if he did? All right. Now, the other claim, which I just heard last week, that the government is fighting with an alien race inside the volcano. I'm not saying it's not impossible, but I don't think they're smart enough to do it here. And if they were, I think the alien race would win. Sorry to say that. I mean, I know by certain people that I deal with, work with, and know personally on a direct level. One person died. A really cool person. Art Bell. No, sorry, wrong one. Fred Bell. I get him mixed up, but Art Bell is the one that was doing Coast to Coast until the government came after him. And then George Norrie took over, and he got a super big name now, but he has no clue what aliens are, what ships look like, or anything close to it. Me personally, I saw over 1,000 ships, or not maybe even 2,000. I'm dealing with a light ship. I've been dealing with that for a year, waiting for something outrageous to happen. So, do I really want to promote that much anymore? No. I gave him a chance. I said, you want to do something important? Talk to me? Go right ahead. You want to sit there and just play games with me? I said, even I don't have time to do that. And I kind of stopped, but I didn't see the sky in 3 months because it's just cloudy because of the volcano now. But whether they were ready, I asked all the psychic people that I know, and nobody could give me an answer. So when you, here's the thing in my life, I'll go to a psychic. I have never met a real psychic outside of the first one I met when I was young. It's kind of bizarre, and I met thousands. When I lectured around the United States, I mean, all kinds of psychics, claiming this and claiming that. I know people think I'm so evil and bad, but I am in a way. I will squash a lie as fast as I can. You may want to squash an ant as fast as you can. I want to squash a lie as fast as I can. When I was traveling with Sergio 18, and we were doing global sciences for a couple of years, he brought me with him all the time, and he always gave me part of his conference time, and we did the show together. But we met these different kinds of people claiming to be top psychics, famous people at the time. I mean, still are, or one of them just died. Dolores Cannon just died last year. But people like that, claiming this and saying that, I would love to go against them and confront them. This was a woman channeling Thomas Jefferson. She didn't even know he had black slaves. I said, how can you channel someone, become super famous doing it, and not even tell the truth? Don't people see through lies or try to? Because she said something? I mean, right now, my thing is, I'm talking about Jesus. Was I there? Yeah. But I just say, listen to what I'm saying. You don't have to believe it. Just listen. And see the difference between what a Christian says and what I say. Jesus, being the most spiritual person to walk this planet, had a teaching, which he was teaching. Not like any other person on this planet. I mean, yeah, Buddha, Gandhi, and all these people had their stories and scenarios of how to be and what to do and things like that. But nobody had a teaching about God. About yourself, about life, and all that, but not about God. The Egyptians, the Mayans, the Aztecs. Let's go back to the Anunnaki, if they're real. It could have been a race of people on planet Earth, which it probably was. Not alien beings and all this other stuff, but technology. What was the technology in the old days, in Atlantis, in different time frames? Well, they call them psychic abilities, and there was 32 of them. And I explored most of them. They're all real. But they are not being used today because Spirit said no. It'll get abused and it would destroy the planet instantly. If a bad person was given a psychic ability, what do you think they would do with it? If they could see through the walls and the combination safe, or they could see in somebody's house and see where the gold is, or anything like that. Or just being able to prophesize 1 minute in advance. 1 minute. Well, I know what's going to happen in 30 seconds. Go to the casino. If you know what's going to happen 30 seconds from now, you just put all your money down and you'll win. So all these people that claim, I got in debates and fights with all these kind of people. Well, you're so good, just do it. Oh, I don't want to. I said, why? You'd rather sit there smoking a cigarette and telling stories than doing something good? Get the money and build a children's home. I mean, you could convert it, become Robin Hood at least, other than storyteller, fantasy man, or lady. I'm hardcore. I'm real. I'm as honest as I can be, as real as I can be. But I deal with the truth only. If I know somebody's lying or exaggerating the truth, I'll be the number one person and say, hey, prove that in one way, any which way. How can you show that that's real? Or why is it important for us to even hear it? Well, my book, True Teachings of Jesus, is important. Because I explain simply, in an abstract way, slowly through the book, what Jesus was really teaching. And what needs to be done in life and all those things. Not what's not supposed to be done, not to make you happy, not to do this. It's not about happiness. Man, in his ego, wants happiness and excitement. Nothing else. They don't want pain, they don't want suffering, they don't want any of those other words. I mean, these people that get injected to have muscles now. Wow, you got a blown up arm, which is as weak as it was before. A big butt, but it's all blown up. I mean, you want things to look better and make people stare at you and look at you more. It's all ego. I mean, if you stood there looking in the mirror 24 hours, day and night, you might want to look at something that you like looking at. But if you're not looking in the mirror 24 hours and you're walking around the streets, you're worried about what the other people see. To me, that's crazy. What they're doing nowadays, I mean, there's some things that I think are incredible. When somebody has a breast removed and they get an implant and then they get a tattoo over and it looks real, that's incredible. But making your bust 10 times bigger, do you think you want to touch the other side of the world with them? What do you want? What do people want? Everything they can't have. Or whatever they think they couldn't have that they can get now. So what do you think happens if somebody actually said you could have a tail? I mean, they're talking about those things now as well. All these people putting balls underneath their skin in their foreheads and things like that. There's weird things you can do to your body to alter it. And I'm talking years ago when I was in magic. I was doing magic with a partner. And we did magic shows for a couple of years. He was a little bit on a crazy side. Not that I wasn't, but when he split up with his wife, he became whether you want to believe it or not, in his own mind, he became a vampire. He moved in with this woman that was like a biker. They had fangs implanted. They bought coffins. They did the whole thing. He had a shoe store selling top name New Age shoes, which were worth like $200-$300 for a pair of shoes. But I know he had a serious accident. He was crippled and all kinds of things later on. But what we create, we get back one way or another, sooner or later. So when we create this reality we're living in, look at it. Look at where we're living, what we have to deal with on a daily basis. Are you happy? Are you satisfied? Or want more money? Well, money is not the answer. We don't even have clean food. The food we eat is toxic. And then they say, well, cancer this and the cure for cancer. No, the cure for cancer is creating cancer. And they call that medicine. Everything they give you, whether it's an aspirin, a medicine pill, whatever it is, it's toxic to the body. The body's immune system is God created, meaning it's capable of destroying anything that comes inside the body. It was until mankind decided to put 10,000 more things in there that it couldn't fight in a period of time. I mean, even native people knew whatever poisons, whatever was around, there was always a cure in nature right next to you. Always. Nature keeps itself in balance, but mankind doesn't. So when these people do these things and take all these medicines and stuff, the body can't deal with it. If it's not real, how does the body know what it is? It doesn't. So I mentioned that what we eat, what we ate when we were little to what we eat now, man, Coca-Cola was the number one drink when I was little, and it had Coke in it. And if you took it with an aspirin, you'd be super high. And it was free, and it was in every store. So think about how you're programmed, well, you get high, or you get this. Well, did you know how bad it was when I was little? Or you were just too brainwashed and programmed, and you couldn't get out of your box to see anything going on? When I was little, everything was in full play. The word was putting somebody out. And what you did is you bend over and inhale super fast for like 30, 40 times. And then you hold your breath and then somebody squeezes you and you pass out. And that was a cool thing. The same as glue sniffing was really big in those days. Sniffing carbona, sniffing lots of things as well. And then eating everything under the sun. I mean, if you ate a can of nutmeg, you would get high. I mean, there's all these things that people were doing to get high. They didn't need any poppy seeds or poppy flowers or anything like that. There was just everything out there to get high. Your cough medicine, if you drank it, would make you high. So now it's like, we don't want you high because we can't program you when you're in that state. You have to be in a mandatory, simple state where we can program you, then we can do what we want with you. Being high, you just do nothing. Being aware, you can't be hit either way. So what I tell people, how do you become aware? You need to learn how to. Need to work at it. Need to find techniques to work with to become that. Not just one with nothingness. You're still here. You're living in this body. It needs food. It needs action. It needs movement. So as long as you're in this body, you need to use it. If you didn't need the body, let it go. But as long as we hold on to things that we think we need and abuse the things that we use, do you think we're moving forward? Well, you know, I said I've been in Hawaii 18 years. I lived on the other island for 6. The entertainment here is lame. The things you can do are limited. Jobs, limited. Housing, limited. What's good about it? You don't see many people if you don't want to. You don't have lots of traffic in most of the places, except Honolulu, if you want to go there. The water. I thought the water in St. Croix, St. Thomas, Freeport, the Bahamas, even Mexico, was incredible. Crystal clear. Not like here. I mean, you go to an ocean and it looks like glass. That's incredible. I mean, so what do we have here? Supposedly the most beautiful place on the world. Well, yeah, we got mountains. We got volcanoes going off. Now, let's go into one other little thing I just want to mention, which drives me crazy. We only have a few animals here. Wild boar is overpopulated in the mountains. Realize most of Hawaii is and the Big Island is around the mountain, not the mountain. The mountain's basically the army base. But all around that is the houses. And on the mountain is mountain goats, and they got thousands and thousands of them, which are destroying the mountains up there. But they also have wild boar, and they come down into the city all the time. And they try to get people to go out and kill them a couple times a year and stop them and kill them as often as you want, blah, blah, blah. But the only other thing, we do have a couple small deers once in a while pop up here and there. But the big thing is mongoose everywhere, like squirrels. But here where I live, I think I saw more chickens, roosters, and baby chicks in the past 2 months than I did in my whole life. Every other house, they're running around in the yards and the streets and coming into my yard. If you like eggs, I guess it's a good place to go. But if you like roosters crowing half of the night. And then we got the gokey frogs. They're about a half an inch big. But they croak, and if I was out and it was raining tonight and I was doing my show near the window, you would think there was a bunch of birds chirping outside my window. They're loud. If you ever went to Puerto Rico, and I really think that's where they came from. That's when I first heard them when I was younger, when I went to Puerto Rico. So they're noisy little critters. But they mass produce. They produce like 6 million in 8 years. So they're, you see what they do for a living. So the few little things that are here, are they entertaining? Pigs aren't. Mongoose aren't. On a beach, they'll come up and steal your food if they can. And the other favorite pet that everybody has is a rat, right? Got lots of rats. The coconuts, they climb the trees, they make a hole in a coconut, go inside and eat it. That's how they live, a lot of them. So, that's the beautiful Hawaii. Outside of that, what's beautiful? I don't know. Tell me. You're here a short time. You don't see that. You don't hear it. You don't have to go through it. Live here and you do. But we don't have businesses. We don't have a lot of stuff going on. So the money market's pretty lame. And I keep saying to myself, maybe somebody in politics will realize it in the next election. If they legalize marijuana in Hawaii, it could be the biggest money-making system for Hawaii and save Hawaii. We don't have any giant corporations, companies making tons of money here, bringing it into Hawaii. All the food that comes here is imported and expensive because they have to ship it in by boat. We get foods frozen, which shouldn't be. When we get bread from the mainland, it has to be shipped here. Bread's only good for how many days? I mean, things that are frozen, which they freeze here, because they defrost it when they sell it, which is, I would say, it would be illegal. The health food stores are great for doing that. Some of the big markets do it as well. Keep it frozen, and then we'll defrost it and sell it. But you freeze something and defrost it, the lifespan of it is not very long, and it already has a different taste. So, talk about crazy living. Living in Hawaii is crazy. If I knew everything I knew today, in this moment, would I have come here? No, that's like a really hard question for me to answer right now. I came here to swim with dolphins. And since the government put their boxes in the water, the dolphins don't come in around here anymore. The whales are dying, which they're not explaining why or how. There's all these little things. And now, I didn't see anything this year. Winter's coming to an end. I mean, we're moving into what? The winter again, sorry. But all summer, I didn't see one dolphin. I know in the Jersey Shore, which is probably 3 times more toxic, there were dolphins there all the time. I see fish jumping out of the water. I see things. Here I see nothing. The only time I saw flying fish, I was on a boat going from Maui to Kauai, I think. And as the boat passed, these fish came flying through the air and stuff like that, which is really cool. But the whale thing, I think the whales are smart enough or being killed too much as well. Here as well as because of Japan. So there's toxins, pollutions, the government, and hungry people going after the whales. And nobody's stopping that. So talk about crazy. I mean, people used to love to come to Hawaii to see the whales. Like I said, we'll see if they come back in now with the volcano going off. They might not come to the side of the island. I think they're intelligent. They are intelligent. I would say, I think they think a lot different than dolphins do. But they're intelligent, that's for sure. So they communicate to each other around the world. That's intelligence. And dolphins communicate with whales at some level. And they just came up with, a whale dolphin? It bred together and it's half and half now. Whether it's going to become a species or not, we don't know. We'll see in the next year or two. But where are we going? I don't think anybody knows or really cares. They think beautiful bliss land's going to happen. Everything's going to be fine. We're slowly getting all the bad people out of government. And anybody that steps into a position thinking they're better than the whole world and can control the whole world has a problem. It's the second you strap a gun on your hip, you suddenly think you're Superman. And that's a fact. Go into a bar with a pea shooter with a bunch of motorcycle gangs in there, or go in the same place with a rapid fire gun in your pocket or your hand. Which do you feel safer with? I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to figure that one out either. But when people take on a role, being a cop, a fireman's different. They risk their lives. I mean, a cop risks their lives, and they see that now. But firemen are constantly in that kind of a danger. But it's a natural danger, not sick people danger. And the world's becoming sick. And is anybody like working hard to get an answer to that? What's going on? Why is it so? Well, you know, I went on about this. It wasn't my favorite topic. I just felt like I wanted to do it. So we have Sunday coming. Hopefully by then TJ will be on with me. But if that doesn't happen, I'll be doing a spiritual workshop on Sunday, if you're listening to this. So what I'm going to get, the last couple things I'll get into is like dreaming. Oh, try to fulfill your dreams. Well, you know, the word dream means something you had from a dream experience. Sitting there imagining I'm a millionaire is daydreaming. A little different. When you have control over the dream, whereas a dream has control over you. And I was mentioning about dreams. Do you remember your dream from last night? The night before? Last week? The week before that? Were you like always becoming a president, millionaire, or a rocket scientist? What were you becoming in your dreams? What was like, what was this dream that you want to fulfill? Running from the police, running from an alien, running from whatever, on a ship that was sinking, a tidal wave coming in to hit the shoreline. What was your dream? So dreaming is not like daydreaming. Daydreaming, you can focus it in and create it which way you want to go with it. Where dreaming is like telling you which way you're going to go in that. Sure, when you become developed, you can work in your dreams. But that takes a lot of practice and programming and work. You got to really work with the subconscious mind and everything else. But when you create a dream, are you creating a dream that's realistic for you and realistic for the planet? You know how many people dream of getting wings? Well, don't expect that to happen here. Unless we get a group of six scientists trying to implant the... But they, no bird's big enough to get wings that we would want to transplant to put them on our back to make us fly. Like I said, a realistic dream? What do you dream of that, well, I'm going to get the best job in town? Or I'm, well, that's subconscious with conscious mind. Dreaming going into a city that doesn't exist here on planet Earth. Then it becomes an experience where the mind's not creating it. It's going somewhere that exists, just that we haven't physically gone there yet. And that's something incredible. They're the things people should work on and understand and try to get closer to. Not bringing entities into this planet, working with the entities that are around us because they're not good. If anything around us was good, aliens, angels, deities, or the sort, what do you think people would be doing if it was really good for us? Go back to Hindu religion when it was created, and they're worshiping with the deities. The deities were fighting with each other and killing people. Then we had the giants, and they were killing people, and we started killing them, and we killed them all. So where do you think we're going? How far do you think we're going to get? Well, the Anunnaki, well, what are they going to do? Whatever you think they did is baloney, but whatever you think they're going to do for us now, teach us what? How to get out of our bodies and go into their dimension? God's dimension's not there. The higher realms that Jesus talked about are not there. The astral plane's only for limited souls and limited awareness of beings. Tesla, one of the smartest people on this planet, well, became it because he worked with aliens, but what did they give him? What did he become? A creator of weapons. Oh, well, he created free energy. He created a heart machine. He created a doomsday weapon. He created an earthquake machine in 1900. So, again, think about it. Think about what you want to become if you're going to become something that you have this great dream of. Getting married. That's not a dream. It's looking for reality. Trying to create something a little more feasible in a world that you live in. So, I hope you got something out of today. Probably didn't set up going to Hawaii next week, though. But maybe you shouldn't. So each step we take in our path, you got to look at all the thorns that are put on things for a reason. I mean, if you read the Bible, it says there's ones who put it on there because we are bad, so it wasn't going to make things easy for us to pick fruit and all these other things. But again, we make the problem, and then we create the scenario that happens from it. The food we eat is toxic. The air we breathe is toxic. The water we drink is toxic. No, and there's not much you can do about it. Buy a purifying system. Yeah, when you go to a restaurant and order food, it's cooked in toxic water. Go anywhere, the bottle companies, you think they purify the water that much? All these little things. Go to Puerto Rico and eat their vegetables and drink their water and stuff, and you'll be super sick. So Mexico is the same. So go to St. Croix. They have purified ocean water, the best water you can drink on the planet. So where are we going? Where do we want to go? What do we want to do? It's all in our little space in our brain to create something, not to dream it. Think about it. Think. Put facts together. What's a nice place to live? What's the best place to be during this and that and all these things? It's not a dream. It's called reality. Create it. You're living within it. So create within the reality that you live in. When you leave this world, you're not taking that stuff with you. No matter what you like here, your computer, toys, games, people, you're not taking them with you when you go. So enjoy that stuff while you're here, but realize what it is. And when you leave here, you don't become God, and you don't become an angel. So delusional people that want to believe it, that's called dreaming in a fake way. I had a dream and I was an angel. Oh, well, your halo, they have a ring around your head and have wings. Why do you think angels have to have wings? Because man's concept, being able to fly, you have to have wings. Not about dimensional beings that don't need either. They don't have a solid body and they don't need wings. So be realistic with yourself and what you do. How you go about getting there. I mean, you can listen to these speakers out there and telling you all this baloney story. Is it going to help you? It'll boost your ego for a while, and you'll go out and work, and, oh, I got a better job. Why? Because you actually thought about it and tried? I mean, action is what you need on planet Earth to create things that you want in your life. So it's that simple. Are you ready to go out into the world and do what you want, create what you want? Not dream. Make something solid, and then it's not a dream. It's not a fantasy. Riding on a rainbow, that's fantasy. Getting a pot of gold on the end of the rainbow is a fantasy. How about getting to somewhere where you really want to move to, another country, another part of the world, whatever. Physically do it. Bring it into the physical reality and create it. And it's not a dream. It's called life. But it's hard to go anywhere now without being pulled into the karmic debt that mankind has created for the world and the people on it. So, you know, I'm going to cut the show short today a little, but I want to leave you with the message, simple. Be the best you can. Always look for the truth behind every lie. Look at everything you hear as a lie and try to find the truth within it. It makes it that much easier to understand that it's a lie. I mean, I'll tell you, the Bible is filled with more lies than you could imagine. The Anunnaki stories are filled with more lies than you could ever possibly imagine. Whoever wrote anything is a liar. How many of these people know the whole story from start to finish? My book, my first book is How to See God. My second book is When Truth is Called Crazy. It's my autobiography, back to about maybe 20 years ago and what I went through. And it's most of what I went through. I couldn't put everything in there. Some things just way out there. And I put as much as I could in it. And now my new book, The True Teachings of Jesus from God Realization. Well, it's not like people have to believe me that I was with Jesus. Oh, you walk with Jesus. Well, how many people said they walk with Moses or anybody else under the sun, or they were that. I'm not saying I was anybody big. I just said Mary Magdalene was my closest friend. And I got to be with Jesus. That's how it went down. Period. Not complicated. But why I came back, that's a complicated story. And I might go into that one day soon. What I learned, why I learned it, and why I'm where I'm at today. Which is what life's about. So with that, enjoy your day, enjoy your night. Please tune in again. Got suggestions, it's hawksblood1@aol.com. I write to TJ Morris, Gmail. TJ Morris ET Radio. TJ Morris, just type TJ Morris, you'll find multiple sites for her. ACO, which is where we're trying to move this into now. So stay in touch, give us a call, write us a letter, want to get involved, want to be a speaker, want to promote your book. She's the person that can help. We're going to create that scenario for a lot of people. So thanks for listening. Tell your friends to listen in. Till next time, have a good day.